Welcome back for another deep dive. Ready to tackle a question that's probably on everyone's mind who's ever like splurged on a good night's sleep. How do you keep that like precious mattress warranty valid?
Oh, it's such a good question. You wouldn't believe the number of people who end up like voiding their warranty without realizing.
Yeah.
Especially with something like the Helix Midnight, where there are like all these carefully engineered layers and materials, and they all need like specific care.
Totally. Okay, so we've got a great article here from mattressadvisory.org.
Okay.
How to avoid voiding a Helix Midnight's warranty. And trust me, there are some surprises in here that you might not expect. But before we get too far, I want to remind everyone to check the show notes for a link to the full article and an exclusive discount on the Helix Midnight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's like a reward for being proactive about your sleep investment, right?
I like that.
All right, so let's unpack this warranty. What does the Helix Midnight warranty even cover?
So the Helix Midnight offers a 10-year warranty for the original purchaser, which is like pretty standard in the industry.
Okay.
And it covers things like sagging deeper than an inch and a half. That's like a sign that the support is failing, and any manufacturing defects in the cover.
That makes sense. So it's about the core structure of the mattress, right? Like the bones of it.
Exactly. But here's where things get interesting.
Okay.
And this is where a lot of people trip up. To keep the warranty valid, you absolutely have to use a proper foundation.
Okay.
We're not talking about just any old bed frame.
Gotcha.
The article specifically says sturdy frame with slats no more than 5 inches apart.
Okay, so why is that spacing so important? Like, is it really going to make or break my warranty?
It can. It really can. Remember those layers I mentioned?
Yeah.
So the Helix Midnight is designed with like different densities of foam and a coil system.
Yeah.
And it all relies on that even support from the slats. Think of it like a bridge.
Okay.
Too much space between the supports and the whole thing starts to buckle under pressure.
Interesting. So the 5-inch rule is more about physics than them just being picky?
It's totally about physics. It's about distributing your weight evenly and preventing like premature wear on those internal layers. It's crazy the difference a good foundation makes for how long your mattress lasts. There's actually a
study. Hold on. Hold that thought. We're going to come back to that study in just a minute.
Okay.
But first, a quick word from our sponsors.
Perfect.
Don't forget, you can find that exclusive Helix Midnight discount link down in the show notes. All right. Now back to that study you mentioned.
Yes. So researchers at a furniture testing lab compared mattresses on different foundations over 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And they found that the mattresses on like flimsy foundations or improperly spaced foundations, they showed way more sagging and wear.
Yeah.
Compared to the ones that were like on a sturdy base with closely spaced slats.
Wow. That's pretty compelling evidence. Yeah. So I guess like a good foundation is worth every penny if it means a mattress is going to last longer.
For sure. It's about protecting your investment and making sure you get the most out of those 10 warranty years.
I like that. So we've talked about what the Helix Midnight warranty covers.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's flip the script. What are some things that are specifically excluded? Like what are the things that might catch people by surprise?
Okay, there are a few things to be aware of. Like normal softening of the foam over time.
Mm-hmm.
That's expected. It's like breaking in new shoes, right?
Yeah.
They get more comfortable, but they're not falling apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So as long as the mattress still provides support, you're totally good.
That makes sense. Can't expect it to stay like brand new forever.
Exactly. And then, you know, once that 100-night trial is over, you're committed comfort-wise.
Right.
So make sure you like really use that trial. Try all your sleep positions. Give it a good bounce. You'll thank yourself later.
Seriously. What else is not covered?
Well, this one might seem obvious, but damage from things like burns, stains, tears, that's on you. Think of it like the warranty covers defects in the mattress itself, not how you treat it.
Oh, man. This reminds me of back in college.
Mm.
Let's just say a late night pizza mishap and a very sad mattress taught me the value of a good mattress protector. I'm a firm believer now.
Oh, yeah.
But seriously, though, is a protector really that important for the warranty?
It's more important than you think. Some warranties actually require it. But even beyond that, it's like a shield for your mattress. Spills, stains, dust mites, even pet accidents. A good protector can make your mattress last so much longer and keep it nice and hygienic.
Okay, so small investment, potentially big returns.
Exactly. And speaking of things that might surprise you, here's one that gets a lot of people. Removing the mattress cover, it seems harmless, but most manufacturers, including Helix, they say doing that will void your warranty.
Wait, really? Why is it such a big deal? It's just a cover.
It's more than just a cover. It's part of the mattress's design. It helps regulate temperature, protects the layers from damage and wear, and in some cases, it can even be a fire safety feature.
Wow, I never thought of it like that. It makes sense, though. Messing with the cover could mess up how the whole mattress is supposed to work. Okay, so we've got our Helix Midnight set up on a sturdy foundation.
Yes.
We've got our trusty mattress protector on.
Yes.
We're being super careful not to spill anything on it.
Good.
What else do we need to know to keep that warranty in good shape? What about rotating or flipping?
Great question. Now, the Helix Midnight doesn't actually require rotating.
Okay.
But you can do it if you want to even out the wear.
Okay.
Flipping, though, big no-no.
Oh, really? Why is that? I always thought flipping was good for the mattress.
Well, with older mattresses, it made sense. But the Helix Midnight is a totally different thing. Remember those layers we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
They're arranged in a specific order to create that signature feel. Flipping it would mess with that design, and it could actually damage the inside.
Oh, okay. So it's like baking a cake. You wouldn't flip it halfway through, right?
Exactly. Each layer has a purpose. And speaking of those layers, understanding how the Helix Midnight is actually constructed can really help you appreciate why these warranty guidelines are in place. It's a hybrid mattress, which means...
You know what? That is the perfect spot for us to take a little break. When we come back, we'll dig into the science behind the Helix Midnight's construction and how that ties back to the warranty. And, of course, don't forget to check out those show notes for that exclusive discount. We'll be right back.
It's a hybrid mattress, which means it combines layers of foam with a coil system. And that's what gives it that like unique feel.
Okay.
It makes it super important to follow those warranty guidelines.
So it's not just like one big slab of foam. There's some serious engineering going on under there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you've got layers of memory foam for like contouring, poly foam for support, and then a layer of individually wrapped coils.
Oh, wow.
For responsiveness and bounce.
Okay.
Like flipping the mattress would basically put those coils on top,
right,
which would feel super weird and can damage the foam layers.
Okay, so no flipping. Got it. What happens if something does go wrong and you need to file a warranty claim? What's that process like?
It's actually pretty straightforward. You just head over to the Helix website and go to their returns, exchanges, and replacements section.
So no need to like dig through mountains of paperwork.
No paperwork. They've made it super easy. You just give them some basic info about your purchase, like your order number and the date you bought it.
This is where keeping that purchase confirmation email comes in handy.
Exactly. And then this is where it gets a little more visual. You'll need to take clear pictures of like whatever the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about a blurry cell phone pic in bad lighting. Helix needs to be able to see what's going on.
So what makes a good warranty claim photo? Any pro tips?
Think of it like you're presenting evidence in mattress court. Good lighting is key. Natural light is best. If you have to use artificial light, make sure it's like bright and even. You want to get the whole mattress in the frame, not just a close-up of the problem. And make sure you include any tags that are still on the mattress.
Okay.
And a shot of the base it's sitting on.
So it's all about painting a clear picture for the Helix team.
Exactly. The more info they have, the easier it is for them to help you. Once you've submitted everything, Helix will review your claim and get back to you usually within a few business days.
That's pretty quick. What happens if they say it's covered under warranty?
They'll usually give you a few options. They might repair the mattress if it's a minor issue.
Okay.
Or they might just send you a brand new replacement.
Oh, nice.
And here's a bonus. If your mattress is replaced under warranty, the same 10-year coverage continues.
Oh, wow. So you're not starting from scratch with a new warranty.
Nope. You're picking up right where you left off. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. If you decide to upgrade to a new Helix mattress, while your original warranty is still active, you get a brand new 10-year warranty starting from the date of your upgrade.
Well, that's a good incentive to treat yourself to a new mattress.
Right. It's like they're rewarding you for being a loyal customer. So we've covered a lot about protecting your warranty and what to do if you need to file a claim. But let's switch gears a bit and talk about something that's just as important for mattress longevity: proactive care.
Right. So we've talked about mattress protectors. But what are some other things we can do to keep our Helix Midnight in tip-top shape?
Well, as we've established, using a proper foundation is, like, crucial. Think of it like building a house, right?
Okay.
You want that foundation to be strong and stable.
It makes sense. A wonky foundation is going to lead to a wonky mattress.
Exactly. And speaking of even support, rotating your mattress every 6 to 12 months can help prevent uneven wear, you know, that dreaded body impression that can form over time.
Ah, yes. The telltale sign of a well-loved mattress.
Right. But how do you actually rotate a mattress properly? Do you just, like, flip it end over end?
Yeah.
Actually, with a mattress like the Helix Midnight, it's better to rotate it head to foot. Like, imagine turning the mattress 180 degrees.
Okay.
That helps to, like, distribute wear more evenly.
Okay. Head to foot, not end over end.
Mm.
Got it. Any other pro tips for maximizing mattress longevity?
Absolutely. Keeping your mattress clean is essential. Now, I'm not talking about, like, deep cleaning it every week.
Okay.
But regular vacuuming with an upholstery attachment can help remove dust and crumbs and stuff.
So it's like giving your mattress a little spa treatment.
Exactly. A little TLC goes a long way. And if you do happen to spill something, blot it immediately with a clean, dry cloth. You want to absorb as much of the liquid as possible before it soaks in.
Okay, blot, don't rub. Got it. What if the stain is a little more stubborn? Can you spot clean a Helix Midnight?
You can try, but proceed with caution. Always check the manufacturer's recommendations first. Helix might have specific cleaning instructions for their mattresses, but if they do say spot cleaning is okay, use a mild detergent and a clean cloth and gently dab at the stain working from the outside in.
So no harsh chemicals or vigorous scrubbing.
Exactly. You don't want to damage the fibers or leave behind any residue that could irritate your skin. And once you've cleaned the spot, let the mattress air dry completely before you put sheets back on.
Got it. Now, what about those, like, deep cleaning methods I've heard about? Like using baking soda or a steam cleaner. Are those safe for a Helix Midnight?
Honestly, I'd avoid those unless Helix specifically recommends them.
Okay.
Baking soda can be abrasive, and steam cleaning can make the mattress too wet, which can lead to mold and mildew.
Yikes. Definitely don't want that. So when in doubt, consult the Helix experts.
Exactly. They're the best resource for how to care for your specific mattress. And speaking of experts, have we mentioned how awesome the Helix customer service team is?
Well, you know what? That is the perfect segue for us to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll dive into the world of Helix customer service, explore some of their other mattress models, and share some final thoughts on making the most of your mattress investment. Don't forget to check out those show notes for that exclusive discount. We'll be right back.
And we're back. Before we wrap up our Helix Midnight deep dive, let's talk about something that's probably on everyone's mind when making a big purchase. The price tag.
You're telling me. A good mattress is an investment, and for a lot of people, budget is a huge factor.
For sure. So where does the Helix Midnight fall on the price spectrum? Is it a luxury splurge or a surprisingly affordable?
It actually sits right in that sweet spot. You know, like mid-range,
right,
where you're getting a lot for your money. It's not the cheapest mattress out there, but you're definitely getting what you pay for in terms of quality, construction, and all those warranty benefits.
Right. Speaking of that warranty, it really adds to the value, I think. 10 years of coverage is not something to take lightly. Totally. It shows that Helix really believes in their product. They're saying, we're confident in the quality of our mattresses.
Yeah, that's a good sign for sure.
Yeah.
Now, for those of us who are a little more budget conscious, are there any financing options or discounts available to make the Helix Midnight a little more accessible?
Good news. Helix often works with those, like, third-party financing companies.
Okay.
So you can spread the cost out over time. Makes it a lot easier on the wallet.
That definitely takes the pressure off. What about discounts? Any secrets for snagging a deal?
Keep an eye out on their website for sales, especially around holidays. They often run some really good deals.
So timing is everything.
Uh-huh. Another tip? Sign up for their email list. You'll get alerts about upcoming sales and sometimes even exclusive discounts.
It's all about being in the know. Okay, let's zoom out for a minute.
Where?
How does the Helix Midnight stack up against other mattresses in terms of features and value? Like, what makes it stand out?
What's really cool is that Helix really tries to cater to a wide range of sleep preferences.
Oh.
They have a whole bunch of different models, each one designed for specific needs.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach?
Nope. They have options for side sleepers, back sleepers, stomach sleepers, hot sleepers, you name it.
Wow, so they're really personalizing the sleep experience.
Exactly. They want to make sure everyone can find the perfect Helix mattress for them. They're even branching out into things like adjustable bases and pillows, like a whole sleep ecosystem.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It's not just about the mattress anymore. It's about the whole sleep setup.
Right, and they haven't forgotten about customer service, which is so important with a big purchase like
this. Oh yeah, that's huge. Speaking of which, we were going to touch on their customer service. What's the verdict? Are they as good as everyone says?
From what I've heard, their customer service is amazing.
Yeah.
People say they're really responsive, super helpful, and go above and beyond to make things right.
That's reassuring, especially with something as important as a mattress. You want to know they'll take care of you if there's a problem.
Exactly. And it seems like Helix gets that. They want their customers to be happy sleepers.
Yeah.
And they're willing to put in the work to make that happen.
That's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up our Helix Midnight Deep Dive?
I guess one last thought I'd add is that it's pretty amazing how much goes into a good mattress. We don't always think about the science and engineering behind it all.
Right.
But when you understand how a mattress is made and how to care for it, it can really change your whole sleep experience.
I love that. It's about being a more informed and empowered sleeper.
Exactly. Knowledge is power, even when it comes to sleep.
Well said. It sounds like the Helix Midnight is a great option for anyone looking for a high-quality, well-designed mattress with a really solid warranty.
Plus that awesome customer service and the sleep trial. Can't forget about those.
You got it. Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into the Helix Midnight. We've covered a lot today, from warranty specifics to cleaning tips to even a little bit of sleep science.
It's been fun.
Don't forget to check out the show notes for a link to the full article from mattressadvisory.org and, of course, that exclusive discount on the Helix Midnight. We hope this has helped you make a more informed decision about your next mattress purchase.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Until next time, sleep well.